In Lesotho, the people are showing that they support the democratic process, but in terms of Southern Africa as a whole, Lesotho is actually at the bottom of the levels. So, for instance, in Lesotho in 2014, 50% of the people say they support a democratic system, whereas in 2012, they'd actually said that they support the democratic system by 55%. But at the same time, they've got really high levels of rejection of military rule, one-man rule, and any other form of draconian rule. So, and also, but the trust in political institutions is also quite low. So it's quite revealing also, because if you look at Lesotho's history, they've had coups, they've had a prime minister who ran the country for a very long time, not wanting to let go of power, in the form of Leboa Jonathan, for instance. You've had the king who was exiled, Moshoeshoe II, and then you had his son who was made king instead of his father. And then he had to step down and then come back again after his father's death. So there are all these issues around the military, around political institutions, but also around the leadership in general. So that's the problem in Lesotho at the moment.
Can you give me the figures about the total rejection of authoritarian or military rule that you got from your study in Lesotho specifically?
Well, in Lesotho, over 70% of Basotho reject military rule. They reject one-person rule, but also they reject any form of draconian rule. So it's a case of you support democracy at a low level, but you don't want the same people to, you know, people who are non-democratic to be ruling you. And also it goes to trust as well. So, for instance, the opposition parties are at the lowest rung of people don't trust them, they trust them the least. Then the ruling coalition is trusted the next highest. And then in the middle, you've got the police who are trusted better, and then the army. And then you have religious leaders and traditional leaders who are trusted the most. So, for instance, religious leaders are trusted at about an 82% level, whereas traditional leaders at about 73%. So it's also a very complex picture to paint, because when we did our survey in May of this year, we found that we interviewed about 1,200 people, and with a margin of error of about plus minus 3%, and a 95% confidence level. So based on that, you start to see that Basotho are actually aware of what is actually happening in their country and who's doing what and how that's going to affect them.
From your study, what contributed to the low level of trust in state institutions?
Well, state institutions in Lesotho are pretty much aligned according to political party support. You'll understand that during the previous premiership of Phakadita Musisidi, who was prime minister up until 2012. He had the army support, whereas the Tom Tabane, who is now prime minister, was supported by the police. So you have a situation where the army chief decides, well, he doesn't like the situation that is taking place, where the ruling coalition is not working together and they're fighting. So then they decide, well, who am I for? So the army, I think it's Kladi Kamodi, the Lieutenant General Kamodi, decides he's gonna do something about it. And it also happens that the Deputy Prime Minister Metsing has army support. So whatever is happening within the political parties or the fight between them filters into those other institutions. So now you have King Letsia, who is standing above this whole fray, but he can't really do anything because he doesn't have the political power to enforce anything in Lesotho without parliament. But parliament is actually closed. It's been closed since June and King Letsia had agreed to it because Tom Tabane had asked him to do so. And so it's a very difficult situation to explain as well, because now you've got several parties. For instance, Phakadita Musisidi he'd received the most votes in 2014, but he didn't have a majority. So when all the other opposition parties came together and formed a government, they had enough to keep him out But now he's been trying to pull one of Metsing into a coalition. So you break this up. So, for instance, Tom Tabane has been accused of actually trying to stay in power by closing parliament because he's afraid of a vote of no confidence, which means Phakadisa Mosisidi comes back. But now also you're hearing about Deputy Prime Minister Metsing wanting to be the one who becomes prime minister. So then it complicates the picture even more. But his party doesn't have as much support as either Tabane or Mosisidi.